speed to, you know, get speed. Would you call it any word for that?
Well, I'd call it dangerous. I don't know.
Okay. Word. She didn't have a word like belly buster or belly.
Oh, club. Yeah.
What was the word?
Belly buster.
Uh-huh. How about when a kid would dive flat into the water so he'd make a great big splash and hurt his stomach? Would you call that? Would you have a word for that?
Well, I really don't know. I'd call that belly buster, too.
Okay. If you had what do you call it when a kid does something where he goes head over heels deliberately, just sort of does a little flip?
Tumbling.
Okay. Did you ever do much swimming around here?
Oh, when I was young, I'd go down to the creek and swim. Deep.
Was it deep enough that you could dive?
Oh, yes.
If you go down to the creek and you know there's no bridge, and you see somebody wearing a bathing suit on the other side, and you know he was on your side 15 minutes ago, how do you figure he got to the other side? I can barely follow that myself.
Yeah.
Figure he must have done what?
Must have died or something. Does this happen right by where you were?
Okay. He dived, and then to get to the other side, he must have done what?
Swam.
Yeah. Okay. The only problem with swimming is if you get a cramp or something, you might get... what might happen to you?
I can't think of that either. I know what you're talking about, but...
Well, somebody dies as a result of getting water in his lungs. You say he was...
choked?
Or, there's another word. Can you think of it?
I don't know.
Okay. You see a cat up in the top of the tree. You figure he didn't fly up the top of the tree. He must have done what?
Ran up the tree.
Or another way of saying it, he must have...
leaped?
Well, he probably didn't leap up to the top. He probably did what? Probably went up.
No. Well, he just jumped and ran up a tree.
Okay. Oh, I know. You wouldn't say climbed up a tree, climb up a tree or anything.
Oh, yeah, he climbed up.
Okay. If somebody yesterday did this, you can say that he did
me,
this.
Me.
Okay. If you have a nightmare or something like that, you want to tell somebody about it the next day. So guess what I
dreamed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If somebody does this at loud volume, he's doing what to the floor? I'm doing it politely. He's doing this on the floor, not tapping, but doing it harder. He's doing what?
Stomping.
Uh huh. When a baby, say about a year old, is old enough that he can sit up, but he can't walk yet, how does he get around?
Crawls.
Mm-hmm. Hey, a young lady and a young man get together at a dance or something like that, and each of them had come separately, and they get along real well at the dance. What's the young man liable to ask her?
Take her home?
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they have these brass signs on doors so that you don't open the door the wrong way. What do the two signs say on the two sides of the door?
Man and women?
Oh, no. Those are two doors. So if you got one door, and it only opens one way. You got one little sign that says you do one thing with the door and
push it. Mm-hmm.
What is it again?
Push it.
And what's the other sign say?
Pull.
Okay.